Now, last time we learned Hilchos Yichud together, we began the sugya of Baal Be'ir. So let's recap briefly what we saw, and then we need to open up Shulchan Aruch again and round things out. You remember that in the Gemara there were two pieces. The first piece is a comment of Rabbah's, and then a couple lines later, after a comment of Rav Yosef that does not relate to Baal Be'ir, a story with Rav Yosef. That was in Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbah said, "Baal Be'ir in Choshishin Mishum Yichud." We're not choshesh for yichud when a married woman's husband is in town. A married woman's husband is in town, then she has no concern, it sounds like, of yichud with another male. And then, several lines later, Gemara tells the story of Yosef and Rebbetzin Yosef and their guest Rav Bivi. Rav Bivi was visiting. He traveled from, it sounds like, far away. Ikla. He arrives at the end of his trip with Rav Yosef, and they have supper together, and then Rav Bivi goes upstairs to the second floor, which connected to the first floor not by a permanent staircase, but by a movable ladder. And Rav Yosef gives a psak, we need to move the ladder away so that Rav Bivi has no access to the first floor, but my wife will be downstairs on the first floor. I'm leaving the house. So in order to ensure that no one violates Yichud, we have to essentially lock him upstairs by removing the ladder that would give him access to downstairs. And Gemara says, but Rav Yosef wasn't going so far away. He was staying Ba'ir. So what's the Gemara's answer? That was different because... Yes, Libo Gaspa. Libo Gaspa. Rav Bivi and Rebbetzin Yosef knew each other from way back when, entirely appropriately, but they had a familiarity that negated the heter value of Baal Be'ir. So that's the Gemara. Baal Be'ir is an exception to Yichud, ostensibly, but there's an exception to the exception. If it's Baal Be'ir, but Libo Gaspa, so then the Baal Be'ir is not going to get you anywhere. The first thing we saw was a Machlokas Rashi in Tosfos, very, very difficult Rashi. Rashi appears to say that Baal Be'ir isn't actually Matir, it just removes the Onish Malkus. Tosfos has a very hard time swallowing. It's a mash against the Gemara, because the Gemara has the whole story of Rav Yosef. The Gemara seems to take as Dara Pasha that in the situation of Baal Be'ir, it's not just no Onish, but Mutter. That opinion of Rashi is largely rejected. We definitely assume that Baal Be'ir is mutter. Then we got into a second. Do you have a what if question or a pshat question?
I guess it's definitely not a what if. I was going to ask is why are we not worried about the other way around? I understand we were. I've been asking similar questions. We were talking about in the beginning why two women with one man is not good. But I don't understand why the woman is not in the house. Why is there no concern of the man being? Why is there no, the woman's in town, so that we're not concerned about the man?
Is there an idea of ishto ba'ir?
Right.
So we'll have to get to that. There is something somewhat analogous, not quite as powerful. Not quite as powerful. Assumption is that the husband's presence is more, or husband's proximity is even more inhibiting for his wife than the wife's proximity would be for the husband. Which again may be somewhat parallel to the shtei nashim versus the logic of the shtei nashim versus the shnei nashim. Okay, so again, so the Gemara says Baal Be'ir is ein choshishin, which we assume means mutter. We assume that means mutter. And last time we had a chance to look at a Rashi and a Rambam. The Rashi is here on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The Rashi explains the logic of Baal Be'ir. The Mistafi Mival Hashtasi. She's concerned that the husband is going to show up now. Hashtasi. He may show up right now. Well, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Sifches quotes the language of the Rambam. Actually, in your packet, you have a Rambam as well. your packet, you have a Rambam as well. Perek Chav Beis Halacha Yud Beis. Eish es ish. Shehaya Bala Be'ir. Eina Choshesh Es Le'ichud. V'pnei She'emas Bala Aleha. If you want, I'm reading from the Rambam, Perek Chav Beis Halacha Yud Beis. You can also follow along with Shulchan Aruch to see if you see any differences. Bala Be'ir. Eina Choshesh Es Le'ichud. V'pnei She'emas Bala Aleha. How are we doing so far? Those who follow along with Shulchan Aruch? Pretty similar?
Yeah.
Almost verbatim. Okay, we'll get back to Rama in a moment. Actually, no, let's keep reading. Imhaya Zagasba, if this fellow is comfortable with this married woman, going Shagad Limo, they grew up, they were next to our neighbors growing up. O Shahaisa Krovaso, they're related. Brother in law and a sister in law. Uncle and nephew. Uncle and niece, excuse me. Let's say it's your older brother's wife, right? And your older brother is not home, but he's in town. She's Baal Be'er. She's Baal Be'er. You do have an Isser Yichud with your sister-in-law. You have an Isser Yichud, not with your sister, but with your sister-in-law. Then Lo Yisus Rama writes, well, that's the example of a Libo Gaspa. Then Yichud is forbidden, even though her husband's in town. By the way, it's very evident from the Rambam that he learns like Tosfos, not like Rashi. That Ein Choshesh means it's mutter, because he says Libo Gaspa, then Lo Yisachet. Then you're not allowed to have Yichud. And that's what the Gemara says as well. The Rambam is very, very clear about that. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says. And now the language of the Rambam was not, she's concerned that the husband's going to show up now, Mistafni Baal Hashta Asi, he may show up right now, but rather that Emas Baal Aleha. It sounds like a more generalized sense of concern after all the husband's in proximity. I think I mentioned with you closed last time with the some of the Nafkaminas in this issue, even though I did not find the Achronim tend to relate their positions to the Rashi Rambam, but it seems pretty clear that that's really what's going on, is fundamentally the Machalik's Rishonim and different Achronim are taking stands. The Chazon Ish does explicitly reference the language of the Rambam and say, Rambam seems to hold that the Baal Be'ir is a nerve, Baal Be'ir is a feeling, it's not a practical concern the husband may show up. Even the husband, you know the husband's not showing up. You know the husband's not going to show up practically. The fact that he's around is just more of an inhibiting fact. Married woman, her husband's nearby. The fact of his proximity is already an inhibiting factor. If you look through the modern classics on Hilchos Yichud, look at the Baruch Halacha and others, they put together, they point out different positions of Achronim that seem to relate to these two ways of looking at Yichud. The underlying Chakira, Rashi Rambam, is it a concern he's actually going to show up, or just the fact that he's around? The Chazon Ish and the Chidah, that's my impression from looking through the Achronim, the Chazon Ish and the Chidah are among the strongest proponents of the Rambam approach, and the Chafetz Chaim of Moshe are among the proponents of the Rashi approach. So we spoke last time about a situation where the husband's in town, but we know he's not going to show up. He just called from work. He's about to start an important meeting. He's about to start an important court case. He just called for work. He said he's 45 minutes away. Now, he's in the same city, right? But if she knows he's not going to show up. And then sort of a corollary to that number two is how do you define a city? Is a city really about a city, which might be true according to Rambam, or is a city just a way of saying, example of can show up, you know, nearby can show up soon. You can have large cities where you're not nearby. You can have a series of very small villages where you're not in the same city or village, but Lamasa, it's a 2-minute, 3-minute drive. So those would both be machlokas between Achronim, and really it sounds like machlokas Harishonim. And then there's another question also, and that relates to the second piece of Gemara. And the Gemara says there's a notion of libo gaspa. Libo gaspa undoes, libo gaspa extinguishes the value, the heter value, the matir value of a baila beer. Now, how does that play out according to the two different studim, Rashi versus Rambam? Let me ask you a question. According to Rambam, do you understand how libo gaspa negates baila beer or not? Yeah, explain. All about the feeling, right? There's a feeling, an added feeling of inhibition. Hopefully a religious person is always inhibited from chet in general, from znus in particular. Okay? At the same time, just being generally inhibited is not always enough, unfortunately. But if there's added inhibition, she's a married woman, hopefully that's a married person should be far more inhibited in terms of rachmal atzlan v'alein znus, and her husband's nearby. So that's going to create added inhibition. On the other hand, there's someone that she's comfortable with, familiar with, even in an appropriate way, but the familiarity may undo some of the inhibiting power of her husband's proximity, sort of balances out, so you don't have enough inhibition to render this a situation which is mutter. So according to Rambam, we're free and clear. But now let's think according to Rashi. And what does Rashi say? Well, what's it about the husband? Because according to Rambam, let's look at it this way. According to Rambam, the husband's because he's my husband, because we have a relationship. For Rashi, it sounds more like Baila Be'ir. What's special about the husband is the key to the front door. And this is a place where he's likely to come to. Right. So that's why, by the way, another nafkamina in the Machlokas Rashi Rambam, the Chachosan points out, is what if you're in a place, is Baal Be'ir Mutter if they're not in her home? According to Rashi, the whole point is the husband may come home. If you have a married woman who's a psychotherapist and sees patients in her office, which is not her house, so what does it help? According to Rashi, she's a married woman, the husband's not going to come prancing into her office. And according to Rambam, it's a different story. Another variation of the same theme. But here's the thing. Let's think about libo gaspa. What does libo gaspa help? You worry the husband may come in and find the two of you together in a compromising position. So what does it help that we're hamish with each other? If the husband shows up, all the hamish guy in the world is not really going to make one whit of difference. And take a look, as a matter of fact, on the bottom of the page of Shulchan Aruch, or in the middle, I should say, being precise, the page of Shulchan Aruch. Here we are, page 114. Second page, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chav Beis. Okay. Eimas Bala Aleha, Shulchan Aruch, Reis Sivchetz. Says the Pesach Tshuva, you see the Pesach Tshuva is on the side, the outside margin. Os Zion, the Rashi Zion in parentheses sends you to the Pesach Tshuva over here. Emas Bala Aleha, Ayin B'Sefer Binas Adam. Who or what is a Binas Adam? Yeah? Fantastic. It's Rav Avram Danzig, the author of the Chayadim Chachmas Adam, wrote like footnotes on his own Sefer. Chayadim is on our Chayim. And Chachmas Adam is on Yerodeah and selections of Evan Ezra and Chosh Mishmat. So you're going to find Yehilchas Yichud in Chachmas Adam in the section called Shar Beis He, Shar Beis Hanashim. That's the Evan Ezra section of Sefer Chachmas Adam. Simon Chav Zayin. What is the Chachmas Adam, right? Shekasav. Denir Alo, it seems to him, Davka Bebesa in Babashim Yichud. Number one, it's only, as we were just saying a couple moments ago, because the Chachmas Adam is a proponent of Rashi, then he says that it's only if they're home. Aber lahol lechas l'bayis acher. If she's at her office, if she's at a store, she's somewhere other than her own home. Aber pishabal biir yeshu shi'ichum. True,
God may show up. He's not going to show up. He may show up old. But why would you find her in some other random location right there? David made her a day, Aikani. He doesn't even know where. He may not even know where she is. Or even he does, there's no reason to assume that he's headed there. What about this? Yeah, he says the problem. The af. The af be yodas. She yodaya hefani. Even if she knows that he knows, she knows that he knows. She knows that he knows where she is. Says a if her husband gave her permission to go to that particular location, we're certainly worried about Yichud, there's no heter of the ear. The husband understands and knows that she and expects her to be having a private conversation with someone else. La hasgira delas, to close the door behind her. Delas, that's certainly forbidden. Why? Because the Pisek Shuvah is a gorgeous sefer. We're reading Pisek Shuvah right now. One of the Yosef Kelly Shomar. In his job, he was a yekta of Eisenstadt. And what he did, his godless, and what he does, is he takes the sum total of tshuva literature, all the shalos and tshuvas, all the practice cases that have been asked to Rabbanim, particularly post writing the Shulchan Aruch, and gives you like these numbers, one, two, sometimes three line summaries. It gives you the guts of a whole tshuva. It could be a 4-page tshuva in Yehuda. That's the tshuva, you know, whittles it down to three lines. And you get the core. It's an incredible contribution. At the same time, obviously, you whittle down the 4 pages to 3 lines, you'll get the gist of what's going on, and then you're going to see all of the motives. Understood. Where the Chayyim get this from? Where the Chayyim Chazam get this from? That the husband knows that she's having Yichud, and then Ba'al-Bi'er doesn't help you? Ba'al-Bi'er only works, but the husband doesn't realize she's having Yichud. Yeah, so why should this be true? So the truth is, if you look in the Chafazana, you see that the line we just read is a practical outcome, a practical halachic result of the question that we're just dealing with. Namely, I understand Libo Gaspa according to Rashi. That for Rashi, Baal Be'ir means the husband might actually show up, so that if he might actually walk into waltz in right now, then what does it help the Libo Gaspa? The husband's going to walk in, the husband's going to walk in. And they're going to be in a compromising position. They're in the middle of an activeness. Doesn't help that they're friendly with each other. The husband's going to walk in, and the jig is up. If the husband may show up, so then it's very limiting, but why should the Bogaspa be wrong? You know what I'm saying? It's limiting only in at home and all that. So what do you say, Dusty?
Doesn't it mean that, at least when Rebbe was saying it the first time, I thought that Rebbe meant that they would be more, I guess, quote unquote, willing to enter into this act of nus if they already have a background with each other. And I feel like it would take, you know, it would take less time or less, you know, convincing for each party to agree to the act of nus if they already knew each other before.
Right.
It's just more likely.
Ah, yes, it could be more likely. The Chafazadam presses further. I think what you're saying is along the lines of, and we'll get back to that point in other contexts also in terms of time. We do have to talk about time, a length of time that constitutes even. The Chafazadam suggests what we just read is his answer. Chafazadam says, you know, clearly the Bogaspa, it's not about the husband walking in the moment of this. But along with what Yossi is saying, it's that in Baal Be'er, knowing that your husband may walk in, and even not find you in an awkward position, just sort of walk in and find his wife alone with some man where there's no apparent explanation for that, that's going to raise a lot of questions. Knowing that if the husband walks in, that just sitting there together is awkward. So that sort of puts a damper on the whole situation. After the Chacham Sadeh was sort of forced into interpreting into Rashi, because otherwise I understand Libo Gaspa. He says Libo Gaspa doesn't necessarily mean to have a familiarity. Libo Gaspa doesn't, that's just an example, Chacham Sadeh says. Rabbi says Libo Gaspa means Libo Gaspa. They grew up together, they're relatives. Chacham says, no! Libo Gaspa is any time there's a good explanation of why they're together. He's an electrician. He came to work in the house. They don't know each other. They never met each other before. But it makes sense that he's there doing work in the house. There's a good explanation for it, and that's what the piece of truth is. Certainly, if a husband knows that his wife needs to have a private conversation with his fellow about whatever it is, so the Chacham Sadeh vastly expands this isur, or this exception to the exception, of Libo Gaspa, right? Yichud is Aser. Yichud is Aser. Within Yichud, there's a subset of Baal Beir. Baal Beir is Mutter. But within Baal Beir, we thought there's like a small subset of Libo Gaspa, which is Aser. How often does it happen, Libo Gaspa? A few people, right? The Chachazara says, no, Libo Gaspa is, whoa. Like most of Baal Beir is Libo Gaspa. It's all awesome, because anytime that there's a reasonable explanation why they're together, all of a sudden for the Chacham Sadeh, Baal Be'ir just, the Heter Baal Be'ir just evaporates. So again, in terms of chumras that flow from Rashi, number one, you have in a situation where the husband is expected to not be home. Number two, how you define ear, which is related. Number three, yichud out of the house. And number four, this massive chumrah that essentially renders Baal Be'ir almost irrelevant by saying Libo Gaspa is just an example. Anytime that there's a good explanation for why this woman, Mrs. So and so, and this other fellow are together. Halacha la Maisa, the preponderance of poskim do not accept the Chayyim Chacham Sadeh's chumras. Chayyim Chacham Sadeh, same person. Paris Farm, written by the same man, Ralph from Danzig. This chumra, I believe, is largely not accepted. As a matter of fact, my impression is that the predominant view in poskim is to accept the Rambam's view overall. In other words, even if the husband practically is not planning to show up, but he's in town, that proximity, alone already is matir yichud. And even if the woman, married woman, is out of the house, at her office or wherever else, and the husband has no reason to assume the husband is going to show up, that is still considered by Leir, assuming, that's not Libo Gaspa. So for a married woman to be alone with her brother-in-law, that could be a real problem. But for a married, going back to what I told you before, for a married woman who's a therapist, to have one-on-one meetings with clients, so that lechora is mutter because of Baal Be'ir. It is possible that in a therapist-client relationship, that maybe a certain Libo Gaspa develops. If that's the case, then that may be problematic. But in general, right, so the number that sounds, for both from a professional standpoint, there should not be a Libo Gaspa. Assuming they were talking about psychotherapy, because we're talking about physical therapy, occupational therapy, different therapies. But assuming that there's no Libo Gaspa, so Baal Be'ir is, we assume, broadly mutter. And after all, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of whom? The Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of Rambam, and that is a not insignificant point. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Let's just take a look. I said, leave the second half of Sifches. I said, Libo Gaspa. Don't you God, Limo, Krova. So, Libo Gaspa could be they were friends back when they were little kids, or their relatives, or the Shulchan Aruch now as a third case, which the Rambam does not. O im kine la baila im ze. The husband was Makane, his wife, about this other fellow.
That is actually based, as you see, the Ber Hagol, a little letter pays, hangs it to the top left quarter. That's from the Trumas Hadashin. One of the late Ashkenazi Rishonim points out that Baila Be'ir does not help in a Sota situation. And if a husband said to his wife, I think there's some hanky-panky going on, I think you're having an affair or something that's moving that direction with some other man, and I expect you to not be alone with him. So even if she's alone with him, even if she's Baila Be'ir, she still becomes a Sota. And that's assumed here also to be not only Hilchas Sota, but also Hilchas Yichud, and that's forbidden. It's a sort of an adjunct to the din of Libo Gaspa. The husband clearly thinks that this fellow is very much Libo Gaspa in a highly inappropriate way with this married woman. Libo Gaspa is typically appropriate. But this is obviously a highly inappropriate form of Libo Gaspa. And that is a problem. I should mention one more detail about Libo Gaspa. Rabbi Schechter once told a chaver of mine, Halach El Masa, he assumes that Libo Gaspa is only when they're roughly peers. So let's say brother-in-law and sister-in-law is Libo Gaspa, but a father-in-law and daughter-in-law would not be Libo Gaspa. The situation was that there was a grandfather who was babysitting on a regular basis for the grandchildren. It was the father's father, the paternal grandfather, was babysitting. And the father was in town but not home. And the mother would sometimes come home and the grandfather wouldn't necessarily leave right away. The shaila was, you have a yichud problem. Father-in-law and daughter-in-law, the grandchildren were babies. They're not relevant as shomrim and yichud. So it was father-in-law and daughter-in-law in the apartment together. Again, nothing inappropriate, nothing untoward, but is it technically a violation of yichud? The husband is in town, but not home. So it's a pile of beer. Father-in-law and daughter-in-law have a very wonderful relationship, a good relationship, not the stereotypical bad relationship that sometimes ensues between the parents-in-law and children-in-law. That does happen with some frequency, but it is certainly just as an aside. It's not a law of nature that people have bad relationships with their in-laws. That's in oftentimes is a question of b'chira chafshas. There are two parties, but there's a lot you can do to put on males on your side to have a wonderful relationship with all four of your parents when you're a married person. So this was a healthy situation, and the question was, well, what about Baal Be'er? Libo Gaspa. Libo Gaspa, they have a very nice relationship. Father and daughter-in-law said, Libo Gaspa. Rabbi Schechter said he thought, a very nice relationship, father and daughter-in-law, but that's not a Libo Gaspa. Libo Gaspa is at your peers. A brother-in-law, sister-in-law, that's a Libo Gaspa. Cousins, maybe uncle and nephew, uncle and niece, let's say, if you're around the same age. But a father and daughter-in-law, that's a vertical relationship instead of a horizontal relationship. That would not be a concern of Libo Gaspa, and I see we have some questions. Yes.
Is this an exhaustive
list? No. As a matter of fact, we're about to see, or we'll see next time, Libo Gaspa, the Gemara applies to the Baal Be'ir. Some poskim think that it applies to one other kula of Yichud as well. So when a couple is dating seriously, certainly an engaged couple, hopefully are Libo Gaspa. One would hope it's Libo Gaspa. Obviously, Baal Be'ir is not relevant. If they're engaged, then she's hopefully not married. She's obviously not yet married to him, and she's hopefully not married to anyone else. But there are other situations where Libo Gaspa shows up, where an engaged couple would be a prime example of Libo Gaspa, and some of the other kulos of Yichud might not apply. They may have to be more careful. But Hilchas Yichud, yeah.
They don't know each other.
They don't know each other. It's not Libo Gaspa. That's a situation where it's Libo Gaspa.
Oh.
Right, so that maybe depends on the situation. Yeah.
Why is there more of a problem if the electrician is there, for example, there's a reason for him to be there, but they don't know each other. So doesn't it make more sense to say it the other way around, that if there's no contact, it's not there's no relationship between the electrician and the woman, you would think that it's probably less likely that they're going to be in any sort of,
amorous relationship.
Right,
and that's how we assume. We assume like the Rambam.
But
he's saying the Chizur of the Chachaz Adam that the Pesach Teshuva quoted, see, he sort of got boxed into a corner because if you're accepting Rashi, I mean, it's not really Chachaz, I mean, it's really Rashi. It's a difficult, Rashi in the Sugya is very difficult. And specifically, how do you understand, if you say, Mistafini Baal Hashtaasi, and you think Rashi Mamish means that the husband might show up right now, so then how does Libo Gaspa help? So the Chachaz Adam was sort of forced into reinterpreting Libo Gaspa doesn't really mean, let's say they're friendly, it just means that friendly or there's some other reason why.
I would just think that if there's a reason for them to be together, then that would make it worse.
No, that means if the husband walks in, it doesn't look as strange. Husband walk in, there's no apparent reason why this fellow's in the house with his wife. That looks really strange. So, then you're right, there is something counterintuitive about the Svara. Right, there's this leap that since they both realize that where the husband's walking right now would look really strange, that itself will be sort of like an inhibiting factor. Whereas, knowing that if the husband walks in and nothing looks strange, that they're home alone together, because, yeah, the electrician's here working on the wiring issues. So, knowing that were the husband to walk in, it wouldn't look strange that they're alone, that somehow allows them to breathe a little more, and that makes it a less inhibited situation, and therefore more of a problematic situation. Yeah, Fran.
Why did you mention that
Rabbi was there? Oh, that's a very good kasha. According to Chachaz Adam, Rav Yosef knew that Rabbi was there. I don't know. That's a great kasha. That's an excellent kasha. I don't know. They had him over. They invited him over. They just ate supper together. And then you have to know that he's leaving. I don't know. That's a very, very strong conscience. And it's a raya. The Gemara said they needed to because Libo Gaspa. Why is Libo Gaspa? Because they knew each other growing up. He's saying according to Chachaz Adam, we don't have to give any explanations. If Yosef knew that he was there, he was their guest. I don't know. That sounds like a raya macharachas against the Chachaz Adam. We got to take a look inside and see if he talks about that. Yes. You say maybe the two issues of Rashi are linked. In which case, that story is already a problem with the first part of Rashi. Because the story seems to be litigating Mutter Asr, not Chayv and Pater. Maybe once you solve that first problem, you can figure out. Keith?
Yeah. Wouldn't we worry that he's going to say, we're home in 45 minutes, and she'll be home by herself, and then she'll text some guy who she wants to have an affair with, like, I'll be over at your house in 5 minutes, and then she texts back to her husband, like, I'm going to the store, come back in 3 minutes. Like, wouldn't that be a worry? That she's going to tell the husband that she's going, like, she's going out.
You're asking, I think what you're asking is, what's the svara behind the Rambam's broader understanding of Baal Be'ir, that the fact that the husband's around, even though he may not actually show up, already is an inhibiting factor, already there are people who have affairs. Correct. And Rambam's take is it's not about the husband actually seeing, just the fact that the husband's around should create a feeling, a nerve, right? It does not always work. Adultery does happen, unfortunately. I'm sorry?
I wouldn't know about such feelings, but
Adultery does happen. And in Achrami, well, that sounds like they have a pretty strong Libo Gaspa, and they should not be employing Baal Be'ir. They should not be employing Baal Be'ir. And as I mentioned in the past, also, one always has to think both about the formal halachas of Yichud as well as Davar Mechur. If it technically is not a violation of Yichud, but it feels sketchy, doesn't smell right, that's the Davar Mechur, and that alone is a reason to avoid the situation. I should mention also We're going to pick up next time in Yirtzeh Hashem, next time we're learning Hilchos Yichud, with the next Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Tes, the next line in the Gemara, Rav Yosef's memory about Pesach Pasuach, about the open door policy, but which situation are not Yichud whatsoever. And in that context, we're going to see that Shabina Rav suggests that what Rashi said, we might accept not as Baal Be'ir, but as a form of Pesach Pasuach. In other words, if someone, the husband or someone else, has access to the place where you are, and is a fair likelihood that that person is going to be showing up any moment unexpectedly, so that alone might not be, that's what Rashi calls Baal Be'ir. We might accept. If someone is, if you're Mustafi, that the Baal or someone else is Hashta'asi, that might be a form of Pesach Pasuach. We just think that Baal Be'ir itself is something broader than that. We're going to stop here for now. I'm glad to stick around for more questions, but you guys probably have a busted question.